Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
We bring in the king of Delco, John Harrow. John, welcome. Great to have you with us. I have to make sure he's there. Hello, John. There we go.
Sorry about that, Steve. I was muted.
There you go, John.
It's great to hear you.
It's okay. A lot of people want me muted. All right, so.
Steve, I didn't know you got your big time with the ESPN radio.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. just doing some stuff. All right. Everyone wants to know about how your Eagles experience went. So how did that go? And first of all, how did it come about?
So I got a call about mid-April about trying to try out for Eagles camp. His name was Brad Obie. He's a scout. He's a huge Penn Stater, graduated Penn State, and then just follows Penn State sports. I'm sure he's listened to you a couple times. And he just said if I wanted to come try out, and he was my contact. And then kind of had two or three weeks where I was doing the basketball stuff down in Tampa and all that good stuff. And then found myself a weekend at Eagles training camp, and it was fun. Football is a lot different. Than basketball. There's some similarities, but I would say the biggest one's the playbook and then blocking. I actually got the chance to talk to Ross Travis, who made the transition a couple of years ago, I'm sure as you remember, and he couldn't emphasize blocking enough, just how important it was to that's your ticket in to the NFL if you want to play tight end. So.
So in the end, what did the Eagles tell you?
Stay healthy. You never know what happens. And I think right now their rosters for the tight ends, they're all receivers pretty much. Goddard and the guys they brought in. And they said that to make the roster, I really have to be a run blocker. And that would have to be my identity for them.
Right. You know, and in the end, that's what they tell you all the time. Guys like Antonio Gates, who played in the Jordan Center against Penn State in the NIT, guys like that were able to at least transition and do that. So what about what about the basketball part? I know you went down to Tampa and you did some work down there. What are some options on the basketball front?
Yeah. Well, first, Tampa was great. There's a lot of good people down there. And I tell everyone, like, basketball now, unless you have a 7'6" wingspan like some of the dudes in the draft, you got to be able to shoot the three at a high level. And Steve, you've seen me play for 5 years now, and I haven't shot the three in a game. So when I got down there, the first thing that they wanted me to do was try to like shoot threes, shoot some slide threes, some step backs, like just crazy stuff. So it was a cool experience, but I don't know. The whole, really, if I want basketball to work out, I think, especially in America, it has to be with the three-pointer and work on that. But then overseas is an option, and hopefully I'm in the works with Japan right now. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a couple Penn State guys that are over there, DJ Newbill and a couple coaches, former players that are coaches, so... We'll see where it goes. I'm currently unemployed, though, Steve, so if you need anyone working the radio show, let me know.
I think you're going to find employment. I do. although you'd be great as a co-host on the show. Japan, Tom Hovas, of course, who played at Penn State.
Tom Hovas, yep.
And Eddie Fogle at one point out of Hatboro, Horsham. Played some of his career in Japan as well.
Yeah, I know both of them are still over there, I believe.
Yeah, and of course, Tom coached the Japanese women's basketball Olympic team to a silver medal. Yeah, what have people told you about if you go overseas? How prepared you have to be for the changing culture, because not everywhere is Delco.
Yeah, they said Japan is very, like, they don't interview their players, but they reach out to a lot of resources to see if it's a good fit for Japan. And I'm sure they do it everywhere else. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like Japan's even more of a transition than some of the countries over in Europe. So, I don't know. They say that your first year you really want to try to – it's going to be difficult no matter where you're at, but you really want the basketball piece to be working out for you your first year so you can try to continue your career and make a name for yourself and stuff like that. I have people helping me out, like a bunch of resources. So, no, Steve, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, John, you talked about shooting the three. It's not as if I never saw you make a bunch of them. You made them all in practice.
Just
in the game, you didn't. I mean, it's not like you can't shoot the three.
Right.
I mean, just so everyone understands, I mean, John Kidd's about not shooting a three in a game. I think you attempted, one in a game or something like that in your career. But the number of threes I saw you make in practice, you made a lot of threes in practice. So it's not an unusual shot for you.
Right, yeah, practice it enough, and then hopefully it just translates to the game. So,
what about the 3-on-3 experience? I'm sure Brad Davidson took almost every shot, but what was that what was the 3-on-3 experience like for you?
That was fun. I actually had a lot of fun with that, playing with Brad instead of against him. He's definitely one of my favorite players to compete against in the Big Ten. I know the media gives him all the stuff for being the person he is, but he is actually one of the best people that I've met and just a good guy. It was fun. It's a way different kind of game. Like, our game plan was just shoot threes. The more threes are worth two and one, and twos are worth one,
yeah.
So it's double. It's like if we were playing and twos were worth two and then threes were worth fours, you know? So shoot as many threes and – I don't know, use fouls wisely. There's a whole bunch of stuff. The Olympic team, I think it's Olympic, or FIBA Sport, the FIBA team, was helping us out, and they were kind of giving us strategy. So it was some high-level basketball. Wish we won it, but it was a lot of fun. And I got to go down to New Orleans and see everyone that was down there. So really a lot of fun.
In fact, you guys made the finals, right?
We were ranked number one.
Yeah.
And then we lost the first playoff game.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So I want to – one quick note about Brad Davidson. So this is what Dick and I always said about him.
Yeah.
We always said that – he said he is a pain in the neck to play against.
Yeah.
Yet every single person out there wants him on your team.
No doubt, because he's a winner.
Fair.
That's very fair. He took the preseason number 9 team in the Big Ten to win the title. So I don't think a lot of people can say that he doesn't win.
So what was it like just getting to know him a little bit better? Because now you're teammates on something. So what was it like to get to know him a little bit better? Because a lot of people think he could be a coach at one point down the road.
Yeah. I think he's actually going to try to play.
Yeah.
I know he's going to – I think he's going to try that. And then, yeah, he could definitely coach. He's like a – he's exactly who you would think he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would describe it. He's getting married soon. Like, everyone loves saying he's old. I think he was 22 when I was down there. He might be 23 now. But, like, everyone's like, oh, Brad, like, this is eighth year. Like, he's really not that old. But he is getting married. He's like a – he talks a lot about his faith. Like, he's exactly who you think – Brad Davidson would be. He's just a good guy to be around, and lucky that I got to play with him.
April Fool's Day. So April 1st, Wisconsin put out a story on April Fool's Day that Davidson was coming back for his sixth year. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah. You learn at every opportunity. So you had an opportunity this past season to play for Micah Shrewsbury, who not only had the extensive Butler-Purdue experience, but extensive experience with the Celtics. What did you learn about the game just by having him around that maybe you didn't quite have a handle on before?
Yeah. I would say the concepts. that he implemented. When I watch the NBA now, I'm like, oh yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
We teach that, and obviously these guys are the best in the world at doing what they do, so it looks a little cleaner, but just knowing those concepts, and I always said that he helped me, like this year, he made me look good, like just dropping in ball screens to be specific, like that got me 2 or 3 more rebounds a game, it kept me out of foul trouble, it did a lot for me, and then offensively let me go 5 out. Trying to make decisions and just showing off that those skills. So he made me look a lot better than I am. And I don't know, he seems to do that with every one of his players.
I'd like to point out that when we talk to him next week, you know, he's going to tell me, John Hare made me look good. I'm telling you, that's what he'll say, right?
He's the best, and
my job is to make both of you sound good, so I mean trying to at least do my small part along the way. You got your degree, when it's all said and done, how do you look on the full Penn State experience, both in the classroom and on the basketball floor?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have gotten more lucky. You can't beat it. I made it work, and I tried doing everything I can to make it work. Never knew I was going to go to Penn State until like a month I was on campus. You know, like I committed in May, and then I came in June of my senior year. So, I don't know, just got really lucky. Met amazing people along the way. And I got no complaints. I'll probably be coming back like every 3 months if I can. So we'll see. Hopefully I'm somewhere, and I got a job if I'm not working for your radio show. But
that's right. Yeah, the co-host job's open. We talked about the full experience that you had here at Penn State, you know, and it always brings with it ups and downs. How much stronger are you now because of all the ups and downs that you went through?
Yeah, that's what it's about. I think that's what everyone's problem with the transfer portal is right now, is that maybe you don't get those downs as much as you're just looking for the ups, you know, or that's at least what you're thinking. So to be here 5 years and to go through everything was just, it was a lot of fun. I got to meet so many people, and I don't know. That's what it's about, though, because now I can say, like, oh, I love Penn State. It did everything for me, and I don't know. I'll be visiting all the time. So I don't know. I'm happy I went through it all, Steve. I don't want to change anything.
How's the golf game?
It's good. I got like a big tournament coming up this week. Not actual tournament, but I'm going to be playing around 50 holes probably.
Whoa.
So we got tee time tomorrow, and then Sunday, Monday, we'll be playing. So
nice.
How about you? I haven't seen you out. I've been to the Blue White Course a couple times. I haven't seen you.
I probably have been out 20 times. I was out last night. I was out last night, so I did okay last night.
How's it feeling?
I'm driving the ball better now than I was 3 weeks ago, because 3 weeks ago I was a disgrace. So now I'm driving the ball better, which is maybe.
Can I say something for your listeners?
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm on the blue course at Penn State, and I see this guy just take 6 tee shots off like the 14th. And I don't know what he's hitting. It looks like he's hitting different clubs, and I'm like, man, this guy is crazy. Turns out it was Steve just cranking balls out playing by himself. it was that night, though. No one else was on the course. He's just trying to get better, and that's what we love about it.
I was trying different things, all right?
Yeah.
Should I bring it around?
Got it.
Can I hook it? Can I, if I need it slight, can I? That's probably, that sounds like me. What a dope. All right, so.
As long as you let me get a couple, if I'm playing with
every
you,
time, every single time, you got more to give, John Hara.
Oh man, you got way more to give.
It's great. Well, you down in Fairfax right now?
Sorry?
You're down in Fairfax right now, right?
Fairfax. Yep.
Yeah.
I think Falls Church.
Yep.
Actually.
Yep. I was just down. I was just down in Woodbridge about 2 weeks ago. So.
Yep. Gotcha.
All right. Hey. Great talking to you. We will talk many, many more times as life goes through.
Yeah. Steve, you're the man. Always remember, you got more to give.
A lot more to give, John Era. Thanks.
You got more.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate you. He's the best.